WBMX HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe. And good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul. Today I have Dean Noblett, and Dean can be found on the web at heartlight.ca. He came to us last month for the first time, and I thought we had an excellent show, so I'm looking forward to this. Today we're going to be talking all about seeing the perfection in our imperfection, which I think is going to be a great topic. If people have questions, you definitely can give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Welcome back, Dean.
Thank you, Lori. Great to be back with you again.
Mm-hmm, definitely. So let's begin this topic, because I know that this is a lot of people. You know, it kind of goes with my article that I wrote about having gratitude even for the things that you don't want, because that helps shift things. So let's talk about exactly this, seeing the perfection in our imperfection.
Well, it's a challenging one for a lot of people, Lori, because, you know, if life's not working, or you're looking at your own imperfections personally, and dissecting your life and everything that's going on, and judging it to be wrong or not as you planned, it's very hard to see what's right in it, or to find what the gift is in it at the time.
Yes.
That's the challenge. And I know from my own experience, and we were talking earlier that, you know, from our own experiences, which really is how we find the authenticity in this information, and this knowledge is through going through it ourselves in our own journeys. And I know from my own experience when you know, my life was falling down around me in many ways, of course, at the time, it was very difficult to sit back and say, oh, this is all perfect, it's going great, it's because it was far from that in my mind at the time, because you're losing things and as far as what you identified with and what you're attached to, and when they're falling away and things aren't going to plan any longer, you it's a very scary time for a lot of people. So it's difficult to actually see that in the moment. But what I've learned is, and what I often say to clients now is, when they tell me their stories and what's going on, is, well, isn't that perfect? Of course, they look at me sideways and say, what do you mean? But what I learned is that, you know, when you're moving forward, if you've got your goals and you've got aspirations to move forward, that your current life situation in a lot of cases needs to break down and fall apart in order for it to be reconstructed in the way that you are working towards. So in the dying of the old, if you like, the new is reborn. So when you can look at your life and say that, well, there's really nothing wrong with it, all the struggle and all the challenges that I'm going through and I'm confronted with are really calls to awakening to myself.
Right. I mean, sometimes it's not necessarily about everything having to change. It's just sometimes it's about a waiting period. Sometimes it's just about, you know, learning to have acceptance in what we have instead of, you know, that pull of what we think we want. So it's an interesting journey for sure. But I think we get too caught up in trying to manipulate things to how we want it to be.
That's very key in this concept, letting go of the timing and how you think it should be, or what your expectations are and how you want it to unfold in the perfect way in your mind.
Yeah.
And you know, when we're attached to all those things and things don't go the way we are wanting it to or expect it to, then it creates a lot of stress and a lot of struggle and it becomes not good for our health in a sense, because we are hanging on so much to what we believe, and yet our soul or spirit has another plan for us, perhaps, or the way it unfolds is something that is totally out of our control.
Right, and we tend to think, and you know, I go back to law of attraction a lot of time, or it's really the secret that kind of made us think that we've got so much control. We just have to change our thoughts and change our feelings, and everything will just come to us. And then, of course, we start to think that everybody's betraying us, because it doesn't always work the way we want it to, or the way we think it's supposed to, or the way, you know, we were told it would.
Yeah. Well, that's where there can be a bit of misconception around the law of attraction, that you just focus on your thoughts and direct your energy and things magically appear. And that, you know, that can happen at different times. But I know on a bigger scale, when you're going through a life shift, and, you know, a lot of people are in a place in their life where they really are not happy at all in so many areas, and yet they don't know what to do. So once they get hold of this information and they start to realize, okay, I just change my thoughts and change my perception and things will change. Yes, that can happen, but in order for the new to be born, a lot of what is already in place, which doesn't support where they want to go, has to fall apart. And that is not often in people's minds that is what needs to happen. I mean, my old life, when I kind of really got serious and I said, there's got to be more, that was a key for me, that when I thought I had everything on the outside, but was totally unfulfilled and confused on the inside, until I got to the point where I said, there's got to be more, that kind of set things in motion that was beyond my understanding at the time. And set a lot of things in motion, but, you know, the old then started to fall apart, in which case, you know, I thought I had a plan for the future and how it was going to unfold, but it unfolded actually even far more magical and than I could have ever have dreamed of myself. But going through the phase of letting go and trying to keep out of the way and not control it and be detached was part of the journey that I needed to learn to understand how this works.
Yeah, I think we definitely, it's our attachments that seem to be, you know, part of this piece that if we have strong attachments to something, of course, that's where our expectations and that's where timing and all of the things that sort of happen. And, you know, it's difficult when it's, you know, something that feels life-threatening or feels like your basic needs are being threatened, to not have attachment to things. But it's this piece that we have to start to understand, and also that, of course, it's not about the outside world. It's not about how things come to play in the outside world. It has to start inside first.
And that's exactly what we're learning, and that's, for me, that was the cornerstone of me shifting from thinking I had everything on the outside to wanting to know what was more, and then gradually shifting to what was going on inside of me and seeing the correlation of where I was within myself and what was happening in my life. I mean, that's a big one, Laurie, when you look at what's going on in the Philippines at the moment, when people may say, well, how can you say that about you know, the souls that are caught up in such tragedy and horrific circumstances in the Philippines. But, you know, that is something that is quite beyond our understanding, and you're really looking at it from a soul level. And all we can do is, you know, continue to focus on our own journey and where we are at in our lives and the struggle that we're dealing with on so many different levels.
Right.
And what we can do to what it's there to teach us about ourselves and to make that inner connection.
Right. It's part of the process is really just, I mean, yes, we want to send our prayers and our love, but from our perspective, from this perspective in our own world, it's hard to know anything about what's going on the outer world. We only can have, you know, these experiences of what happens within our inner world. And, you know, we get so caught up sometimes with what's going on around us, that we sort of forget that, you know, the best work that we can do is on shifting ourselves. And you know, it's again that bit of surrendering, because it's from a bigger picture. It's from a bigger perspective. We have no idea at this point what the wisdom is or what, you know, what it is that we're all learning around this experiences that happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. And to me, the struggles that we find that we're dealing with in our lives are our greatest gifts if we can shift our perspective around it and look at, okay, what's this struggle showing me? So if we're struggling on the outside with certain aspects of our life, where am I struggling within myself around this? Can I just share a quick quote with you, perhaps?
Absolutely.
From Ianla Van Zandt, who's quite a well-known life coach and does a lot of work with Oprah. But this one really struck me. Everything that happens to you is a reflection of what you believe about yourself. You cannot outperform your level of self-esteem. You cannot draw to yourself more than you think you are worth. Very powerful statement, I found.
Very. And you know, it's the piece that I think is almost the most important is that the things that happen to us, that's when we personalize everything. So, of course, it has everything to do with, you know, our own experiences and our own how we interpret and perceive those experiences. But it's once we personalize those into our own experience and say that it's something that's happening to us that we get caught up.
Yeah, yeah. Rather than taking responsibility for it and saying, how am I creating what's happening in my world? And that's a big one, taking full responsibility. And I know listeners out there, you know, can often question that and say, well, how could I be creating this? Or why would I do that kind of thing? But we know it's happening at a much deeper level within ourselves. And that's the essence of what we're talking about here is you know, letting go of control and surrendering, because if we think as the dean, the personality, that I've got a handle on it all, then I know that it never works. But when I get out of the way and allow the source of energy within me, the soul essence, whatever, however term you use, to kind of take over and allow it to flow through me and present life to me, and then life becomes more of it flows more effortlessly, should I say. Not always the way you think it should, but but you learn from it and you can see the blessings in it as you go.
Right. We're going to go to our first break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. Today I have Dean Noblett. You can find out more about Dean and his wife, Rebecca, if you go to heartlight.ca. That's heartlight.ca. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Car won't go? Stop turning that key. When your vehicle doesn't want to move, there's a big reason for it. This is ASC-certified AutoTech Pam Oakes telling you that there are thousands of mechanical parts governed by electrical and electronic control devices. It's up to your ASC-certified technician to determine what's going on with your car or truck. Using a shade tree mechanic or having the local parts store clerk diagnose that stored engine code may only tell part of the story. Then again, that code may be related to something entirely different. Have your ASC-certified technician at an ASC Blue Seal shop or dealership diagnose and repair the vehicle properly. That's what we call in the industry one and done, meaning the correct repair the first time and it's done. I'm Pam Oakes, and this has been your Automotive Minute for today. Let me teach you how not to fix your vehicle in the driveway, but how to have your car or truck properly repaired by an ASC-certified technician. CarCareForTheClueless.com, making you a savvy car consumer.
Stop.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Dee Noblett from, and I don't know why I keep, heartlight.ca. I don't know why I keep forgetting because I've known you for forever now, at least it seems, at least a good, I don't know, 6 or 7 years. It's been a little while anyway. Maybe only five. Anyway, it's been, I always enjoy having Dean on. And, you know, if we don't get Dean in December, which apparently we won't, I hope we do get Rebecca so you get to experience the other half of this lovely team, which is quite wonderful. We will take callers. If you have some questions, we're talking about seeing the perfection and the imperfection. If you've got some stuff going on, you want some help to sort of shift your perceptions and thoughts around it, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You could send us an instant feedback, but you'd have to be really, really clear about what it is that's going on for you, so that we can assist you. All right, so that's what we're talking about. You mentioned something that I always like to sort of bring up about, you know, taking 100% responsibility for everything. I think it's such a key piece. I'm on the belief that because there's 7 billion people on the planet that we're not creating everything. I think things happen, and it's really up to us as to how we respond to those things that happen. But we are responsible for it. We are 100% responsible for everything that happens and how we respond to everything in our environment and the patterns and everything. But your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's, you put it very well there, Laurie, because taking responsibility is, you know, empowering ourselves to make change,
right.
Or dealing with the change that may be going on in our lives that we feel that is out of our control. And so I kind of get what you're saying there.
Yeah,
because I remember, you know, when I was during my awakening period, I'll call it, when things were starting to come to me and I was being more open to understanding more about myself. And to this day, you know, it still continues. You don't get to the finish line with it. It's a lifelong pursuit. But I remember, you know, for instance, our business in Australia, our family business was quite substantial and third generation and been around for 50 years. You know, when that was crumbling down, if you like, or it was being dismantled out of our control, and you could say, well, how, I'd say to myself, well, I couldn't have created that. So why was that happening? But I understand now, while it wasn't part of my creation, it was a necessary step in my and the rest of the family as far as our growth and learning was that came out of that. In other words, we were doing everything we could to keep the business going, but it just, whenever we did, it had served its purpose.
Right.
I realized it had served its purpose, so it was gone. So did I create that? No, but I had to take responsibility of how I dealt with it and moved forward with it.
And see, that's a piece that I think is so important, because if we, you know, how the law of attraction has been given to us has really been about us, you know, creating it. So then we get into this whole blame game, like it's somehow our fault that we've created this. And that's why I'd rather people not get caught up in, yeah, I created this. But instead of, yeah, I created this, it's how can I take full responsibility for it? What can I do to shift? Because it's there. It's not like we can... I know there's a lot of people that say we can change our past by just, you know, changing the things that happened in our minds and stuff. But, you know, it's there. Let's be authentic. Let's say, you know, a spade is a spade. It's there. It happened. Now that it's there and it's happened, how can we shift and, you know, see it as a gift? Or, you know, how can we just let go and surrender and allow it to unfold?
Yeah, and that's challenging for a lot of people. We get caught up in that. We get caught up in things that, you know, it shouldn't be doing this. It should. Why is this happening to me?
Exactly.
And when you get caught up in that mindset, then it becomes very painful and creates all sorts of spin-offs as far as health and well-being going, because you're not accepting what is happening. And while I struggled with it, and at the time, I still realized that it was giving me opportunity to practice certain spiritual principles that I was becoming to understand at that time, such as forgiveness and non-judgment were two that come to mind at that time, which was getting out of the blame game. So instead of going into, well, blaming whoever and saying it was because of them that this was happening, I was choosing to say, you know what, I'm not going to go that route. I'm going to practice non-judgment here and forgiveness and take this opportunity to really embrace that, because until we do and we have opportunities to integrate that into our experience, they're just words.
I know.
Just concepts. We think, oh, yeah, forgiveness and non-judgment. So, yeah, okay. but you need to now really understand how to be that.
I think blame is, you know, one of the biggest culprits in our society, because we're such a, you know, a victim mentality where we're blaming somebody. If it's not ourself, then we're blaming others around us, especially, I mean, your example about work is, you know, and your family company is a fascinating one. But if we want to bring it down to, you know, the everyday person, you know, relationships, look at how much we blame our partners or our children or our parents for everything that's gone wrong in our life. And although it might be easier to say it's all of my parents' fault, you know, that's not us taking any responsibility for anything.
No, exactly. And when you can look at, okay, when you can break it down and say, okay, this is not going the way I think it should go as far as a relationship with my significant other or a parent, then it's, instead of blaming them for the way, them not behaving the way you think they should, what is it showing us within ourselves that if they're not behaving in a loving way, or there's other ways that they are treating us, then what is it within us that we are behaving that way to ourselves? Because there is that mirroring concept. So there is that aspect that we need to take responsible for, because relationships to other people, and particularly in our major relationships, you know, they hold a mirror in right up to our face, and we hold it up for each other.
We don't like looking in that mirror, though. We don't
like it, and then it's easy to blame. But yeah. I know it's in our relationship, we have that understanding, and even with that understanding, there's times when it's challenging.
Yeah,
but we have the courage to talk to each other and kind of talk about it and work it through to find what the understanding is together, once you get over the initial blaming part, if you like, because that's instinctively programmed in us to react and blame straight away because it deflects. But when we stop and take a rain check and go, okay, what is this really about? If you've got someone in a relationship that you can work it through with, then that's a blessing. If you're in a relationship where that's not there for you, then it becomes very difficult. And so many times I work with clients and women in particular who are on this path and their significant other is not, they feel so alone.
Yeah. It's funny. I talk about I've had several shows with my nuclear physicist, Thomas Campbell, around relationships. And, you know, his big point is, you know, it's when we want something, then we're not loving unconditionally. It's about giving. So, you know, in our relationships. And so the people that have this thing where, well, if the person that I'm with isn't spiritual or isn't embracing the same concept, it doesn't really matter, because it doesn't really have anything to do with them. It has everything to do with us.
Exactly. That's the mirror. So everything we're judging about the other is actually, you can find it in yourself.
And if we let go of the needs that our ego wants in the relationship and just be open and giving, it would be a totally different relationship. But anyway, we have to go to our next break. we could talk about a lot of different things in a show like this. And I think that's what's going to be great about this. So you're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Dean Noblett. You can find out more about Dean and his wife, Rebecca, at heartlight.ca. We are listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio, newskyradio.com, and Psychic Radio, psychiconair.com, powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo, is unlike any talk radio station, with a mission to improve the world one listener at a time.
This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on The Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family. An open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today I have Dean Noblett with me. Dean can be found on the web at heartlight.ca. We've been talking about we discussed off break. We could probably talk for like hours and hours and hours and just have an endless stream of discussion because we're both so in alignment with the same thoughts. But if you have any questions, this would be a great time to give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We're talking about seeing the perfection in our imperfections. And just as we were coming out of this last break, I thought, you know, the piece, one, let's give our listeners some ideas of how we can sort of do this. But also, I think the bigger point is, you know, we see things as imperfections, but are they real? Like, are they even really an imperfection, or is it just because of our need, want, our trying to control things? Is it that's where we sort of get caught up?
Yeah, we very much get caught up in that, Laurie. And I just had a thought, even, you know, to ask, you know, how do you define perfection anyway?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that is an open-ended question. Perfection is in the mind of the beholder. We all have our different views of what we think perfection is. What is the perfect relationship?
Yeah, well, that.
What is the perfect relationship? I mean, everyone seems to be in search of the perfect
the one.
Relationship. The one. So, but what does that mean?
Exactly.
Right? Does that mean that, okay, I'm with my partner and we just snuggles all the time and it's just so wonderful and beautiful and we never argue? And, you know, I know some people say they rarely argue, or there are some good, healthy relationships, but there's still, you know, challenges within that. But that's finding the perfection in that. I mean, I see Rebecca and I as having a very open, strong relationship, but we still have our moments. But that's the perfection in it, because within that is the opportunity for me, because I can only do with me. What's shown to me is the opportunity for me to turn around and say, okay, what is it within me that I'm still judging, that I'm projecting onto my partner? Because mm-hmm. projection is what we tend to do. And I've seen that again in many clients where they're dealing with certain self-esteem issues. And so we tend to project onto the other as a way of deflecting from ourselves.
Well, I think media is, or we could say Disney, you know, is part of the problem. I mean, all of the romantic type movies, it's always the happily ever after part. We never see the, you know, it never gets past a certain point for us to actually understand that, I mean, relationships are like the most important piece in our world for us to grow and evolve. And if we don't get it through our intimate relationships, which is probably the more intense aspects for us to sort of grow and evolve, then, you know, we have to deflect it onto our friends or onto our work. So, I mean, it's a fascinating thing because there's a lot more women these days, and I don't know if that means men as well, but there's a lot more women these days that have chosen or, you know, can't find the perfect relationship, so choose not to be in a relationship. So, therefore, they have to get their major learnings outside of that, which is interesting.
Right? Well, exactly. It doesn't become any less challenging because then you're confronted with what you need to learn with.
You're still going to get what you need to learn.
And it can be from a best friend, or it can be from a parent or a sibling or whoever is going to show up.
Right. But when it's work, it becomes more of a conflict because, you know, you don't have that intimate bond that holds you, that makes you want to. So instead of doing the work with, you know, in our coworkers, we tend to, you know, just be angry and not do it. Or if it's a friend, then we lose our friend. Like it's an interesting dynamic when we're not in a real, like an intimate relationship.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, to hold back because you're looking for the perfect relationship.
Oh, yeah.
is, you know, that's a choice.
And
then you have to deal with however life shows up to help you learn what you need to learn about yourself. Mm. Because life will serve up to you what is needed for our growth or for our remembering, or life will serve it up and there's no escaping it. So, I mean, an exercise to do is, you know, as far as looking at your significant relationship, is to perhaps make a note of the things that you see in the other person as what you deem to be imperfect.
Mm.
And then when you write down the things that you see in them, to then reflect them back to yourself. And in that case, when you can, most times you can see if you're honest enough and courageous enough to look at what you're seeing in the other as and judging to be imperfect, and then reflect it onto yourself, there's the perfection in it, because it gives you the opportunity to then make those adjustments. And really, it's about loving those aspects of yourself that you were disowning and projecting. So there's the perfection in the imperfections, if you can shift your perception and see it that way.
Right. Let's give some examples so people understand what we're talking about.
Okay. I'm just trying to think.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. In my own life, in particularly with my father, I guess. I found what I was seeing in him when I was younger, and was judging in him. When I reflected and turned it around, in other words, judgment, being judgmental and really disconnected from his who he really was, because he was very, very good in business, but very connected to success and outside himself. When I saw that and was able to turn it around and see, I'm judgmental. I've taken on a lot of that programming. And really, I'm disconnected from who I am.
Right.
So now I'm going to make an effort to practice non-judgment and find out what I need to do and what it means to be really connected to who I am. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give another example of something that's I hear a lot of, that's very common, especially with men. The women find that the men are unavailable. And, it could be emotionally, it could be mentally, it could be physically. that kind of incorporates a lot in different areas of our lives. But we think that, he's unavailable. So it's all his stuff about him being unavailable. But the thing is, it comes down to our own fears, whether it's a fear of abandonment or fear of not being worthy of finding somebody available. But what happens is that we become unavailable as women because we don't trust that the man's going to be available. So it's like this cycle of exactly the mirror of us saying, and we don't want to take that responsibility because we don't see ourselves as not being available, but that's exactly what we're doing.
That's right, and that's why we often need assistance and help in discovering these attributes or these aspects of ourselves that we can't often see. But when you look at it in a relationship situation like that and you turn around, I mean, I've seen it in another couple where exactly that is going on, and yet when you dig deeper, you realize that the woman and what she experienced when she was younger, and what how she closed herself down for fear of betrayal, and yet it's tucked away very deeply. So in her current relationship, she's attracted someone in her life that is reflecting that by not being available and being distant, because that's really where she feels safe. So she's attracted that to be that role for her.
Because there's no other role that person could play. And then once she shifts that, I mean, the whole dynamic of the relationship could also shift. But that's her expectation. That's what she believes she's going to see.
That's right. So when people say I'm looking for the perfect relationship and I'm searching for my soulmate, because soulmates can be many.
Yes.
There's not a soulmate. Soulmates, you can have people have multiple relationships before they find the right one, if you can use that. But each relationship serves a purpose in helping us to determine what it is that we accept in a relationship and what is appropriate and what we can learn from it. So they're all soulmates playing their role in leading up to the perfect soulmate. But then again, what does that look like?
Right. I almost want to, you know, deter this conversation until like February when we have the Valentine's Day discussion about relationships.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling that it may come up sooner. We're going to go to our last break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Dean Noblett. Dean can be found on the web with his wife at heartlight.ca. That's heartlight.ca. You are listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Are you doing what you love? Sue Hines at AspectsGalore.com helps you get in touch with what drives and motivates you. It's time to unlock the excitement in your life. It is time to find and feed your passions. Everyone wants to matter and to make a difference somehow. What sets you apart? Get in touch with the unique gifts you bring to the world. You have potential. No more need for willpower when you get crystal clear on what you're looking for. No need to settle. You are worth your dreams. Go for the gold. Break your own glass ceiling and move from discipline to enthusiasm, from duty to delight when you do what you love. If you are ready and inspired to explore and enrich your life, contact Sue at AspectsGalore.com and touch the stars. Transform the storyline of your life with a new perspective. Check out Aspects Galore on Facebook.
The life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Dean Noblett and myself, Lori Houston. You can find out more about Dean if you go to his website, heartlight.com. heartlight.ca. So heartlight.ca. Now, we've been talking about seeing the perfection in the imperfection. We sort of ended our last break with talking about, I guess, really about how much, you know, what the definition of perfection is and how we sort of can see the imperfection, especially around relationships, and how that's really part of our growth. But we, you know, this search for the perfect relationship, the perfect job, the perfect, you know, we get caught up in all of that because it's this definition of what is perfect to us. And really, you know, is everything perfect?
Well, when you ask that question, you know, I believe everything is perfect. And I work with that very often with people when they come to me with what they're dealing with. It's like finding the perfection in it. And, you know, I often will say to people, okay, if they're dealing with something or they've got an issue with a partner or a relationship or something's going on, I often will say to them, okay, so what would love do in that situation?
Yeah.
How would love be in that situation? Because when you're caught up in the judgment of imperfection, because that's what imperfection is, it's a judgment of you thinking it's not the way it should be. And yet, if it is the way it is, then that's perfection, because if it wasn't supposed to be that way, it wouldn't. Did that come out right?
Did you catch that?
But that's exactly it. If it's, you know, people say, but this is not supposed to happen. I say, well, if it wasn't supposed to happen, it wouldn't have.
Right.
The fact that it's happened means there's the perfection in it happening, that's there for a reason.
Right. Well, yeah, and again, it's our own judgment, as you say. It's our own definition of what perfection is. I mean, lots of things happen, and, you know, if we take responsibility, if we could see that it's perfect for now, for whatever reason, it's absolutely perfect, then we could sort of maybe let go of this need to sort of try and control everything.
And that's the biggest, causes the biggest pain, right? When we can see something in the moment, you might see it, well, it's not supposed to be like this. But then if you can take a minute and breathe and say, okay.
What if it is?
Yes, it is what it is. So this is perfect. So then I bring in, so how would love be in this situation, depending on what it is? So, because in essence, that's what we're learning to do when we let go of judgment and we let go of control and we're getting out of our own way and allowing that source of light and love that we are, that is within us, and allow that to flow through acceptance and embracing and forgiveness and perfection and those things that we are dealing with in life, then we're making way for what we're giving in that moment to be returned to us, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, when we can be accepting and say, okay, that's how it is. So I've got to embrace this and learn from it, and I'm going to do so from a place of love and understanding. And as we do that, you know, you're giving that vibration out, then the loving, the understanding then can return to you. But when we're in judgment and blame and seeing it as not as we want it to be, then we're actually blocking the understanding from coming to us. So we need to step out of the way, even though we may not understand it in the minute, but get out of the way, clear the resistance to it.
Right.
And be with it and breathe with it. And with that, the understanding can then come to us at the appropriate timing.
Right. And that's a big piece. Like we're so structured around doing instead of just letting things be, that we, you know, and being, of course, is an inner thing. It's not a outer thing. It's, you know, it's being a certain expression or a certain emotion or a certain piece of who we are. And that acceptance piece is just so huge that if we could just be with something instead of trying to judge it or manipulate it or fix it or change it, I think that's, you know, that's the gift.
Well, that creates the struggle right there.
Right, right.
And so where the struggle is, it's not as we think it should be, then you're in resistance, and being in resistance to what is, I think it's Eckhart Tolle that says, that's insanity. You know, resisting what already is pushing against the universe.
Right.
And so resisting what already is in your life in front of you is pointless and creates stress and anxiety that ultimately affects our well-being. So it's finding a way to say, okay, it is this. So this is how it's supposed to be. I'm going to embrace this with all that I have for the understanding to come to me for my greater good. And in that moment, to have the gratitude for whoever or whatever is happening in our experience to give us that golden nugget that is going to connect us at a deeper level to who we are, because it's already, who we are is already there. All this is just the barriers that we've built against love.
Right. That's it.
Yeah, and while we're in resistance to what is, the barriers are up.
Right.
Then it's just a grind, and it doesn't get us anywhere.
Right. All right. Well, thank you, Dean. This has been a great show.
Thank you, Laurie. It's always a pleasure. We always have a few laughs. And
yes.
It's always great to spend time with you.
Mm-hmm. So you've been listening to Intuitive Soul. If you want to find out more about Dean, go to his website, heartlight.ca. You are listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.